content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anna Dean Silver from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the book Month by Month Gardening in the Carolinas by Bob Polomsky. And we had left off last time in September, the beginning of September. And in September, he starts with this introduction. With the onset of fall, you're probably preparing your garden and landscapes for winter, sowing cover crops, tidying up flower beds, and winterizing equipment. Wait a second, my gardening friend. This is the South, where fall is a season for celebrating the end of summer. It's the time to escape from the confines of air-conditioned home and shake off the chills of summer cabin fever. It's also the best time of year to plant. So don't put your shovels and trowels away. The shorter days and cooler temperatures will help the plants settle comfortably into their new surroundings. When spring arrives next year, you'll be ready to face the difficult months of summer. It's also the time of year to appreciate late season flowering plants, especially those that grow along our roadsides. Yes, these roadside beauties grow neglected and unnoticed all season long, coping with the punishing heat and humidity of summer. Then, toward the end of the season, they burst forth onto center stage. Many of them are flowering right now in eye-popping displays of purples, yellows, reds, and whites. In the mountains and Piedmont, look for the purple and lavender flowers of asters, Curtis aster, late purple, and wavy leaf aster. Across the Carolinas, you'll find the bright yellow flowers of goldenrod, which are mistakenly accused of causing hay fever. The drab-looking, wind-pollinated ragweed is really the culprit. Other yellow flowers include tickseed or beggar's ticks, naked-stem sunflower, and narrow-leaf sunflower. The spectacular display of whites and purples could be boneset, Joe Pye weed, and New York ironweed. Space is not a problem with these big, meaty plants. Our roadsides wouldn't be complete without our native grasses and their fluffy plumes of flowers and shimmering leaves. Some attractive native grasses include little and big blue stems, plum grass, and Indiana grass, the official state grass of South Carolina. Avoid the temptation to dig them up. Fortunately, nurseries and garden centers carry nursery-propagated native species along with their more refined cousins, such as fireworks, goldenrod, or purple dome aster. Often cultivated varieties are more spectacular than their kin, bearing larger and more plentiful flowers. Like their roadside relatives, however, these domesticated types can be grown with relative ease. These are just a few late-season lovelies that have earned my admiration and respect. And our next topic is planning. For annuals, plan to obtain seeds or transplants early this month for fall planting. Let your journal be your guide. It should document the annuals that performed well in your garden or those that you've admired during your travels. Try your hand at annuals mentioned in conversation with friends and acquaintances. Be adventurous. Experiment with colorful vegetables that include purple mustard, mizuna, and Japanese mustard spinach. Tatsoi or flat pak choy, and arugula or roquette. These minimum care greens can be terrific fall and winter bedding plants that make a great foil for pansies and calendulas. And for bulbs, when you consider buying spring flowering bulbs, look at color, bloom period, and height. Check the merchandise carefully. Remember that bigger is better when it comes to bulbs. Bigger bulbs produce bigger blossoms. Stay away from soft, mushy, moldy, or heavily bruised bulbs. It doesn't matter if the tunic, the dry, papery, onion skin-like covering, is loose or torn, but it should not harbor any insects or diseases. Do not dismiss bargain bulbs that are smaller in size and less expensive than the larger ones. They may not give you the big impact you are looking for next year, but they will bring some color to large areas of the landscape, by the backyard fence, along the driveway, and so forth, for the right price. In a few seasons, they will bulk up sufficiently so no one will know they were bargain bulbs. Finally, plan to try something new. It may be a bulb that has screaming pink flowers or one that has a botanical name that's difficult to pronounce, but produces extraordinary blooms. For your edibles, whether you garden year-round or hang up your hoe at summer's end, start tidying up the garden and take steps to build up the soil for next spring. Certain insects and diseases overwinter in plant debris. Time spent now burying plant stalks, debris, and mulch will eliminate winter havens for pests. Consider the steps you will take to build the soil for next season. Planting a cover crop or green manure this fall that you will turn under in the spring is a great way to improve soil fertility and structure. Hold valuable topsoil in place, improve water and nutrient retention in sandy soils, facilitate water and air movement in clay soils, attract earthworms and other beneficial creatures, and suppress winter weeds. The most useful cover crop for home gardeners is one of these legumes: crimson clover, Austrian winter pea, rough pea, or common, smooth, or hairy vetch. They can be planted at least a month before the first killing frost, adding nitrogen as well as organic matter to the soil, and they are relatively inexpensive. Non-legume cover crops provide less nitrogen, but more organic matter. These are mainly grasses like oats, buckwheat, rye, and barley, which are planted in late summer. In the spring, turn under your cover crops 3 weeks before planting your garden. For lawns, lawns need air to breathe. When clay soil becomes compacted, closing up the air-filled spaces, the lawn declines. Compacted soil also reduces the movement of water and nutrients. Soon the grass weakens, making it less able to compete with weeds and slow to recuperate from injury. Eventually, the lawn thins out, giving rise to goose grass and prostrate knotweed, two notorious weeds that thrive in compacted soils. Make plans to help your lawn breathe easier this fall by aerifying your lawn. The simplest and cheapest way is with a spading fork. Push the tines into the soil at least 4 inches and rock the fork back and forth, loosening the soil and making room for new grass roots. The only limitation is that as you are making a hole, you may be forcing soil particles around the hole closer together, causing more compaction. Larger lawns require a power-driven core aerator or aerifier, which can be rented at lawn and garden supply centers. These have spoon-shaped tines or hollow tubes. As the tubes are driven over the lawn, cores of soil are removed and strewn across the lawn. The holes that result increase air, water, and nutrient availability to roots. Cool season lawns should be aerified in the fall when there is less heat stress and danger of invasion by weedy annuals. Allow at least 4 weeks of good growing weather to help the plants recover. Warm season lawns can be aerified in the spring. For perennials and ornamental grasses, as late summer approaches and you feel as bedraggled as your garden, gain inspiration from fall flowering perennials. Garden mums have long been the mainstay of the fall garden and are available in a wide variety of heights, flower forms, and colors. But there's more than mums. Consider asters as such as aster, ironweed, Joe pieweed, goldenrod, garden thumb, and Peter Pan. Swamp sunflower, Japanese anemone, salvia garinitisa, and the tender Mexican sage. Ornamental grasses also make great choices for the fall and winter garden with their plumes of flowers and shimmering leaves. Some great choices include maidenhair grass, pink mooly grass, feather reed grass, and switchgrass. Learn more about these and other late seasoning flowering plants that will thrive in your corner of the Carolinas. Look for them in your garden center or mail order / online catalogs and plan to weave them into your landscape. For roses, order roses for delivery in December on the coast and early next year elsewhere. Select roses for their flowers, fragrance, and ability to withstand the rigors of summer heat and humidity. Disease resistance should be as important as the appearance of the plant. Shrubs. As summer's heat and humidity finally yield to the shorter, cooler days of autumn, visit those far corners of the garden that haven't seen a gardener's eye since the 4th of July. Begin a wholesale evaluation of your landscape and make notes about tasks that need to be completed this month. Look for plants that may be in decline and will have to be replaced. If you need some ideas for plants, look at the North Carolina Association of Nurserymen Plant Introduction Program. Along with the J.C. Ralston Arboretum, these plants have been selected for their outstanding landscape attributes and their adaptability to the Southeast. Coastal gardeners should consider the Lowcountry Gold Medal Plant Award winners selected by the Charleston Horticultural Society. These plants are evaluated and chosen for their flowers, colorful leaves, pest resistance, and durability. For trees, this fall, recycle your fallen leaves into mulch or compost. For a fine textured mulch, shred the leaves with a lawnmower or a leaf shredder. Finely cut leaves look more attractive and tend to stay where you put them. To compost leaves, researchers recommend building piles at least 4 feet in diameter and 3 feet in height. To keep them manageable, make the piles no larger than 5 feet high and 10 feet wide. Compost leaves separately or add fresh vegetable peelings, grass clippings, or other kitchen or yard trimmings. To speed up the composting process, shred the leaves before putting them, putting them into the pile. Avoid adding meat or grease, which may cause odors and attract pests. Pay particular attention to moisture and air. Keep the ingredients moist enough that you can squeeze water droplets droplets from a handful of leaves. aerate or supply air to the pile by turning the materials. During warm weather, turn the pile once a month. In cool weather, turn it less frequently to prevent too much heat from escaping. To convert the leaves to compost fairly quickly, add nitrogen to the pile. Add a nitrogen-containing fertilizer, such as 10-10-10, or a natural substitute, such as horse or cow manure, blood meal, or cottonseed meal. Mix this crumbly, earth-smelling black gold into heavy clay soil to improve drainage and make the soil easier to cultivate. Compost helps sandy soils retain water and nutrients. And for vines and ground covers, for something completely different, grow well-behaved vines on some of your shrubs and trees. Drape vines on other plants allows you to create eye-catching combinations. Use flowers and leaves to create contrasting colors and textures, extending the flowering display of a tree with flowering vines, and dress up otherwise boring plants with a feather boa of vines. Annual vines good for this purpose include black-eyed Susan vine, love in a puff, and moon vine. Some choice perennial vines are clematis, tangerine beauty, crossvine, potato vine, and hairy Virginia creeper. And for water gardens, your water garden should blend harmoniously with the rest of your terrestrial plantings of trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, ground cover, and bulbs. Plan to grow some woody or perennial ground covers about 3 to 4 feet from the edge of the water garden. As they grow and fill in, they'll create a natural look on the edge of the pool. Think about picking up some of the variegated colors of the aquatic plants and repeating the colors in a nearby flower bed. And our next topic is planting. And for annuals, plant seeds of California, Iceland, and Shirley poppies. Excuse me. Mountain gardeners can set out calendula, pansies, and violas when they become available at local nurseries. Start setting out ornamental kale and cabbage for winter color. You will have to pull out some robust-looking annuals now or early next month to make room for them. In the warmer areas of Zone 8, petunias, especially the species petunias, and those in the wave series, can generally be left in place. They usually bounce back unperturbed after cold snaps and continue flowering. Sowing seeds of hardy annuals, such as calendula, calliopis, sweet alyssum, larkspur, and pinx, now will give the seedlings time to get established and develop good root systems before the coldest part of winter. This gives them a head start on growth and flowering next spring. For bulbs, plant fall-blooming bulbs such as autumn crocus, autumn daffodils, fall-blooming crocus, and nereid lily as soon as you receive them. Plant the summer-flowering Madonna lily now or in early spring with no more than 1 inch of soil covering the nose of the bulb. Plant lily bulbs soon after you receive them because they do not have a truly dormant period. Prepare beds for spring flowering bulbs as soon as possible. Cultivate the soil and add generous amounts of organic matter to improve drainage. Bulbs will rot without proper drainage. And for edibles, pot up chives, parsley, and other herbs and bring them into the house to extend the growing season. Take cuttings or buy small plants of rosemary, oregano, sage, and other herbs. Grow them in 6-inch containers in a sunny window. Keep well watered. If possible, set them in a shallow tray containing pebbles and water to increase humidity. Opening the window on mild days can help. In the mild winter areas of the Piedmont and coastal plain, plant cilantro, a winter annual whose seeds are called coriander. Plant beets, carrots, kale, lettuce, spinach, turnips, and radishes. Soak seed furrows well before sowing seed and mulch lightly. Water daily to promote germination and growth. All sorts of fall vegetables can go in right away, including transplants of leaf lettuce, Swiss chard, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and cabbage. Mountain gardeners can plant onion sets any time this month. Gardeners in the Piedmont and coastal plain should wait until the next month or two when cooler weather prevails. Choose small, firm sets that are less than 3/4 inch in diameter for bulb onions. Larger sets can be used for green onions because they tend to bolt and produce a seed stalk instead of a bulb. Sow onion seeds or set out transplants. Use short day onions in South Carolina and intermediate and long day types in North Carolina. Contact your county extension center for recommended varieties. Plant parsley and perennial herbs such as sage, thyme, and rosemary, and annual herbs like dill and coriander. And for lawns, in the Piedmont and Mountains, seed thin, bare areas in cool season lawns with a blend of at least 2 grass varieties. Overseed warm season lawns with cool season perennial ryegrass or annual ryegrass to provide green color during the winter months after warm season grasses are brown and dormant. Perennial ryegrass is more expensive but offers a higher quality look. It also more tolerant of cold, disease, and drought than annual ryegrass. These strengths will allow perennial ryegrass to live longer than annual ryegrass, making it a burden in the spring when you want the warm season lawn to overtake the ryegrass. Never overseed turf grasses in moderate to heavy shade. The ryegrass will survive and linger into summer, competing with the turf awakening from dormancy, resulting in a thinned-out lawn easily invaded by weeds. Overseeding is best done on a lush, healthy lawn. The best time is 2 or 3 weeks before the expected first frost or when the soil temperature drops below 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Excuse me. Bermuda grass lawns tolerate overseeding better than centipede grass, St. Augustine grass, or zoysia grass. Perennials and ornamental grasses. Establish new perennial flower beds, dig, divide, and replant overcrowded beds of bee balm, daylilies, cheddar pinks, Shasta daisies, and threadleaf coreopsis. Spread a liberal amount of organic matter over the area and mix it into the soil at least 6 to 8 inches deep. Space divisions at least 1 foot apart in all directions so that root competition will not be a problem for several years. Plant cool season ornamental grasses now to take advantage of the cool temperatures, allowing the roots to become established before spring's burst of growth. Astilbe is not a long-lived perennial, so divide it every 3 or 4 years to maintain its vigor. When replanting divisions, leave 3 or 4 eyes in each section and replant so the eyes are about 1/2 inch below the soil surface. Now is the time to move perennial plants started from seed in midsummer to the home nursery row or to their permanent spot in the garden. Follow these general guidelines for spacing plants. Small plants under 1 foot tall or foot of the border plants should be spaced about 12 to 18 inches apart. Plants of intermediate size, 1 to 2.5 feet tall, should be placed at least 18 to 24 inches apart, 3 or 4 plants per 10 square feet. And larger plants should be spaced roughly 3 feet apart. For roses, it is a good time to plant roses. Look for roses that you can purchase as replacements or other good roses that deserve to be in your garden. Continue tying up the canes of climbing roses, securing them sideways to encourage horizontal growth. And for shrubs, trees, vines, and ground covers, fall is the prime time planting season. Select healthy container-grown or bald and burlapped shrubs and plant them properly in the right location in your landscape. Mountain gardeners can also plant container-grown vines and ground covers this month. Water the plants well following planting and until they become established. It's a good time to transplant ground covers to fill in bare areas. Some ground covers, such as euonymus and English ivy, already have visible roots. Prune a stem and bury the shoots. Roots will form, and you can start another ground cover bed. Piedmont and coastal plain gardeners can wait until next month when the cooler temperatures make planting more enjoyable. Okay, well, we're going to leave it at this point because we've run out of time. But next podcast, we will continue with the care of annuals and the others in September. But we've run out of time for today's episode of Out in the Garden. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Dean Silver, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.